Sorry, I didn't get a chance to discuss with the Rav Mir Tashem next week. Okay, so the topic today is the Acha v'Loi LeHefzed. The Gemara dashes that Peyush Shvuyos are given the Acha v'Loi LeHefzed. Okay, so the pasuk says, source number one says, "V'Haysa Shavat Aretz Achem LeAchla, Echal Avtecha LaMaseichem LeTzirchem LeTzirchatcha Garim Mivach." Okay, so it stresses the Achla. Okay, so now the first style of the discussion that we're going to get involved in is when it says la'achla, does that mean there's a mitzvah assay to eat peiros shvuyos? Or no, there's no mitzvah. We'll see what it's going to do there. So is there a mitzvah when if you get peiros shvuyos, is there a mitzvah to eat it? Yeah. So in the source number two, Ramban says. Mitzvah shlishish. So the Rambam over here he goes to the Rambam and he mitzvahs that he says the Rambam forgot, he adds in. Okay, so in the third one, the as in source number two, the Rambam says mitzvah shlishish. Sheamar toiv bepeyus shvuyos v'haysa shavas aretz achem la'acha v'darshu la'acha v'lo l'yisroel v'zeh tzav ha'toyehu, and he brings riyas. Okay, so the pashas of the Ramban, which is the way that many do understand, and because Esther understands this way, is that the Ramban holds not like the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't count the fact that there's a that achilas peyus shvuyos as one of the mitzvahs in his tariq mitzvahs doesn't include it. The Ramban saying. It is. So there's a mitzvah to eat peyos shvuyos. Okay. Right. Okay. Now some say that pshat in the Ramban, al atzad that there is a mitzvah, doesn't mean it's a chiyuv. It means it's a mitzvah kiyumis. Yeah. It's like we know there's various mitzvahs in the Torah which are not actually a chiyuv, but if you do them, you get a mitzvah. That's how some learn. That's pshat in the Ramban. So when the Ramban says that there's a mitzvah. Of eating peyos shvuyos, it doesn't mean that there's a chiyuv. Means that if you do it, you'll get a mitzvah. Not like the Rambam. Again, according to what we're saying now, the Rambam holds that there's no mitzvah to eat peyos shvuyos. The Ramban holds there is. Okay, but the Megillas Esther, it comes to defend the Rambam in source number three, and he says when the Torah says la'achla. Doesn't mean that there's a mitzvah to eat it. Just means it's there's a heter. There's a heter for you to eat it. There's a heter for you to eat it, and don't do other things with it. Yeah, peyos shvuyos or kaddish. So there's certain things you can do, and certain things you can't do. One of the things you can do is eat it, but it doesn't mean there's a mitzvah to eat it. That's what the Megillas Esther wants to say. Yeah, pshat in this mitzvah, in which case it's not a mitzvah. Yeah, it's just given over for eating. You can eat it, and it brings a riot from the Mishnah. The Mishnah, I quoted it later, but it brings a riot. The Mishnah says that peyos shvuyos is nitla la'achila v'shtir v'sicha. It's given for eating and drinking and anointing. I'm saying that it's a mitzvah to eat it. Just says given over. You can do it. If you want to do it, do it. Say no, do it. But there's no mitzvah. That's how the Megillas Esther understands trust in the Rambam. Okay, then he brings the. There's a kasha. Why? Because based on the Yishalmi, it says certain types of food which were going off. Pasha ifsa, it's a bread which is getting starting to get moldy. Okay, so the Yishalmi says on that you're not. Okay, Rishami says, "Ein mechaimnes." It's source number three. "Ein mechaimnes loy lecho loy pasha ifsa," and various other things which are food which are going off. Okay, so it sounds like that these ones you're not mechayv to eat, but other peyos shvuyos you are mechayv to eat. Yeah, so that seems to be more like the Rambam, not like the Rambam. So what's going on here? The Megillas Esther is telling us that the Rambam holds that there's no mitzvah. So what do you do with these Yishalmi? The deal for the Yishalmi seems to be that it's after these ones you're not mechayv to eat. These peyos shvuyos, because they're going off, so you don't have to eat them. They're not so good. But normally you'd have to eat them. There is a mitzvah to eat them. So the Megillas Esther, no, you don't understand pshat in that Yishalmi. Do you know what the pshat is? Now what you might have thought, yeah, that we know that there is, you're not having massive peyos shvuyos. Okay, so these peyos which are these peyos shvuyos which are going off, maybe in order to ensure that they don't go off properly, now they are edible to some extent. So eat them now. Make sure that you're not going to be massive them. That's why you have to. That's why that's what you might have thought. Comes on, Yisrael says, no, you don't have to. You don't have to eat them. But other periods, which are perfectly okay, they doesn't have to discuss that to say that you're chayav to eat. You don't have to tell anything about it. If you eat them. So there's no chiddush in the other ones. The chiddush is only in these ones. You might have thought that you have to eat them to prevent the hefted, because you're not allowed to be nasty payrush fears. The Yishlami comes along and tells us, no, not true. You don't have to eat those. The fact that they're going off already, you don't have to eat them. Okay. Right, and the last nakuda that the Megillah Esther speaks out, spells it out in the source number 4 in a different halacha, is that he understands when the pasuk says la'achla, and the Gemara understands la'achla lo lesoya, la'achla lo lehefted, doesn't mean it's a mitzvah aseh. It doesn't mean it's a classic mitzvah aseh. It's called a lavav amikal aseh, which The classic case of this is that the Torah says that by a mitzri. A mitzri, if he converts, it says that the words of the apostle God, Dosh Shlishi Yavo B'Kal Hashem. Yeah? The third generation should come into the Kal Hashem, which means that a third generation mitzri, a regular soul, can marry a third generation mitzri. Yeah? Now, there's no mitzvah to marry a third generation mitzri. All it means is, if you want, you can. But it's really for the deer. The first and second generations, you're not allowed to marry. So even though the first and second generations, they converted, the first generation converted, and the second generation is 100% Jewish, he's definitely Jewish, but you're not allowed to marry him. Yeah? The point of the pasuk is to tell me that the third generation, that's when you can. But anyone before, you can't. So the point is not to tell me there's a mitzvah asking to marry a third generation mitzvah. No, it's to come tell me that the first two generations, you can't marry. That's the understanding of love of Amichal Aseh. Okay, says the Megillah Esther. That's also pshat by us. But yeah, the fact that Torah says la'achlo lo yisro, la'achlo lo yehefted, it's not telling me there's a mitzvah to eat it. It's just telling me it's a different way of phrasing a love. I mean, the way he spells it out. It's not as common. You won't get malchus for it. It's not as common, but it's really the shlurish of this mitzvah. It's called Israeli love. It's an isra. You can't do shloya with peyushis, and you can't be mafti peyushis. But there's no mitzvah at all to eat it. That's what the Megillah Esther says chat in the Rambam. Yeah. Now, even in the up to now, we're saying that the Ramban holds that there is a mitzvah to eat payrush trees. Why? So the Chazon Ish brought in source number 6. Yeah, says quoted by the Rav Chaim Kanievsky in Derech Emunah. He says that the even according to Ramban, there's no mitzvah to eat payrush trees. The Ramban also means up there what the Megillah Esther said in the Rambam. In source number 7 in the Be'er Halacha, he spells it out even more. He says. He brings some rice. He says they're not necessarily mukrach, but there's no bracha on when you eat payrush fears. Actually, inking by truma, my sustaining is not so posh that it is a bracha apparently, but okay. There's no bracha. He says also that the lashon of the pasuk is not much like that. The by truma, let's go the other way around. But yeah, the very bottom of the first page, it says the second last line, right at the end, it says. So it's an instruction, eat it. So there's a mitzvah. Also by Truma, it carries on. Truma ksiv avoidas matane teines kunashem. The fact that it causes an avoider is some kind of avoidas Hashem, means that there's a mitzvah there. That's apparently it's talking about Truma. Yeah. So there's an avoider, there's a mitzvah to eat Truma. Masha Enke, over the page, he says, about the payu shvirs loiksiv ela vahaisa shavas aris lachem la'achala. The Torah just gives you, it tells you to be mafkid so everyone can eat it. It's not telling you, it's not an instruction to eat it. It's saying, allow your payers to be eaten by anyone. And also it carries on, never says anywhere, there's no instruction to eat. So therefore, the Derech Emunah based on the Chazon Ish is saying that according to everyone, there's no mitzvah to eat payers trees. If you want, you're allowed to eat them, but there's no mitzvah to eat them. There's no mitzvah, yeah.
No, somebody's on vacation or whatever.
Right. That one's also not, yeah. You're saying even more. That even though there seems to be an instruction, it's not. So there, if I remember correctly, there's an Ibn Ezra over there that points out it's for the Hemsha, because the Hemsha says, what's it, the Yom HaShabbos something. I don't know, that means that lost another apostle. Yeah? It's just going to be. from the context over there, you see there's no mitzvah to work for 6 days. The stress is really the end. The seventh day you should rest.
You have to have something like that, with your context or something.
Yeah. 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 Okay. That's the first most that we discussed today. Whether there's a mitzvah assay to eat peyos shvius. Okay, so again, someone who says shach in the Ramban is that there is a mitzvah assay to eat peyos shvius. But even on that, we're saying that some hold it's only mitzvah kiyumit. Okay, the Rambam says there's no mitzvahs assay. It doesn't list it in the Tariq mitzvahs. And the Chazanis says that even in, according to the Ramban, it's also there's no mitzvah. Right, it's just rishus. Okay. Fine. Okay. The first mitzvah was whether there's a mitzvah to eat peyos shvius or not. Okay. Next point of discussion is the drasha. Okay. So it says la'achla v'lo lehefzed. Okay. That's the Gemara. The Gemara makes that drasha. You're not allowed to be mafsid peyos shvius. Okay, so there's in source number 8, there's a mission. The mission says that shvius is nisna l'achila, yushtia v'sicha. Le'echol davar shedarko le'echol, rasul davar shedarko lasul. Okay, peyos shvius are given over for eating and drinking and anointing, and to eat something which is the derech to eat it, and to smear things which are the derech to smear. Okay, the Basan Ur, it's really a Rambam, says that included within this idea of eating something which is the normal thing to eat, is really, it's like a kula and a chumra in a sense. We learn two different things. One is that something which people don't normally eat, you're not supposed to eat. That's what we said, that the pashta ishta, the bread that was getting moldy, which is not the norm to eat, you're not supposed to eat it. The fact that that's not a normal thing to do, you don't have to eat it, even though it's peyos shvius, and if you don't eat it, it's going to go bad. It doesn't matter, you're not supposed to eat it. And then on the other hand, though, that if food is eaten in a certain way, let's say it's normally eaten with a certain tikkun, it's normally cooked, yeah, and you want to eat it raw, that's a type of hefted. That's not the normal way to eat this thing. You're not using peyos shvius in the normal way. That's not allowed.
Even though you're getting
hana. Yeah, you can't use peyos shvius in an abnormal way.
But eating the moldy bread would be okay?
No,
so...
We're saying, would it be allowed? You're asking, would it be mutter? Yeah. Well, what?
Sure, not for my kids.
I'm saying, as in, what are you saying? Because you would eat
that. It's not a normal way of eating. You don't eat normal bread.
Right, sorry, again, wait one second. You're asking, is that normal, or you're asking?
Let's assume it's not normal.
Okay, so the alternative is you're going to leave it to thing. So you're asking, are you allowed to? I don't know. Oh, do you need that? I won't check that right here. I don't know.
It's not in edible. It's to ducks.
Yeah. So if it's now roy for behemoths, then that's what you should do with it. If I remember correctly, that's what you should do with it. Yeah. But yeah, I'm assuming you're talking about a case where it's not. It's for whatever reason it's not as let's say past the point of being roy for behemoths. Are you allowed to eat that thing, or is that a type of hefset? Yeah, it's either going raw, you're just going to leave it there, don't get involved, or eat it. Yeah. Yeah. We'll get to it. Okay. Right. Okay. In source number 11, there that we just mentioned, the Rambam says that you can't change peyos from the way that way that they are. Meaning, as he explains, something that's normal way to eat it raw, you can't cook it. That's normal to eat it cooked, you can't eat it raw. Okay. Other things. In source number 12, someone will be with the diagram like this. The Rambam over here is not talking about Peyush Tris. It's talking about Machalas Asuras. Okay, in Machalas Asuras, if a person were to add some kind of bitter substance to Yain Nesech or to a pot with Nevela, and he eats it when it's mar, it's not really edible. Yeah. So he says he's potter. He wouldn't be chayav for that. So when you bring a raya from that's also, therefore that's a type of hefsted. If you were to add something that's bitter, that makes it not so edible anymore, that's not allowed. That's you being mafted to pay your shvias. Alright, next. In up to number 13. Yeah, in 13, again, Mr. Rafan Kaneski. So what can we do with Peyush Tris? Yeah, if you have wine from Peyush Tris, so you can use the wine for mitzvahs, nothing wrong with that. You can use it for Haftarah, you can use it for Kiddush, you can use it for Abba Toises. But you have to be careful of here. When you're making Haftarah, what's the minhag of most people? You pour the wine, you spill some over. What's happening to the wine? Okay, so if it's just over there on the plate, the chayyah, that's okay. You can still drink that wine. But what do we do with the wine? Also, yeah, we use it to put out the candle. That people are not going to drink that wine. When you wipe it on your people wipe it on their eyes, put it in their pockets, all these different things. That's being mustard per your spheres. There's no answer for that, huh? Okay, it's not the normal way to use wine. Yeah, enechami. Literally, it would be a normal thing enechami. Yeah, that's not a normal way to use wine. Therefore, that's called being mustard per your spheres. So you can't do that. And another thing he points out is on Leil HaSeder. So in theory, nothing wrong with using the wine made from per your spheres for the Arba Kosis. But what do we do with the second Kos? We spill some of the wine, and apparently Minhag of Klal Yisrael is not to drink that wine. Okay, there's lots of different reasons given by it, but we don't drink that wine. So I mean, that wine now, you're also being mastered that wine. Yeah. So Chaim Ken Esi points out, he says, so you're telling me a simple answer, so just don't pour out the wine. So wait, you can't be Mishana Minhag, that's Minhag of Klal Yisrael to spill the wine. So he says, at least for the second cup, you shouldn't use wine of Peyush Tris. Yeah. Yeah, you're not being massive those who are drinking them. Yeah.
What about the leftovers?
What do you mean the leftovers?
Let's say the full stuff, and then you give food to your family.
What do you do with the leftovers? Okay, yeah, we're going to discuss them. Yeah, next week we got them much exactly when. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's what I see. Is he said, is the kind saying that it's a positive to.
Not saying there's a mitzvah to drink the wine from it. Just you can. There's nothing wrong with using wine of Peyush Tris for anything again. Anything where you're being mastered the wine, you're not allowed to use it for.
You can't be like saying it's better to use it.
No. Okay. Right. Another thing also is that. You also can't do something to the Peyush Tris, which, let's say, will stop you. Let's say you've got certain things which you can use for eating. You can also use it for anointing. Okay. Now, you can't, let's say, add to this Peyush Tris, the mixture, to do something that will stop you from eating it. But you can still do one of the other uses. You can still smear on yourself. Yeah. Let's say it's to help to make it better for you to smear on yourself. No, that's also being mastered. It was given over for Achila. This thing is edible, and now you're stopping it from being edible anymore. That's also a type of being mastered Peyush Tris. All right. Okay. In source number 14, that Rafan Kaneski brings, that even though we said that you can't be mastered Peyush Tris, okay, but there's nothing wrong with just if you have Peyush Tris there, for whatever reason you're not going to use it, you're allowed to leave it. You can leave it and let it go off by itself. If it's happening in Mela, that's okay. That's acceptable.
You can't put it away.
Well, 1 second, that's our next discussion now. 1 second. Okay, and What? That's okay. That you're allowed to do. Then you can throw it away. Once it's not royal for Michael Behemoth, from my member, yeah, then you can throw it away. But he thought it was, are you allowed to eat it? I think it just means you're not machuv. Could mean you're not machuv to eat it.
That's what I'm talking about. What's that? 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 What's
Yeah, but he's telling you not. But the stress is that you're not. And sort of the stress is that you're not mechuv. It could be that you're not mechuv to eat it. Okay. Well, we have to, right. And the other thing, just at the end of that, he also brings that point, an interesting thing, that we know, so there's such a thing called achila gasa. Achila gasa means a person's totally stuffed, yeah, and if he eats anything else, it won't even taste nice. It would be disgusting to him. So we're not talking about a person, you know, he's had a nice meal, and then he, you know, he's full, but he brings some dessert, he's happy to have the dessert. We're talking about the guy, it'll be disgusting for him. He won't get anah. So according to that, it says, Chaim Kaneski, that's also asa. That's being mastered the payers of years. You're not getting any hana from it. Yeah, that's so you yeah, there's no hana. It's not hana from Bir and Shabbat, so you can't you can't you eat it. Yeah, that's it. Achila gas, huh? Okay, I think that might be only after the time. Yeah. Okay. What? On what? On food? On eating? Yeah, probably not. Huh? No, it means if you're eating that fruit by itself, let's say, yeah, it means a breakfast and any. Okay, right. Okay, the next nidun is up to now we're saying like this, that to be master payers to be a dime is awesome. Okay, to leave it to get spoiled by itself is okay. Now what about but in between? If you like Avi was suggesting, if to be goyim it to be nifta, yeah, to cause it not directly, indirectly to become bad. Okay, so now we have a machlokes. Okay, if you look, the source number 15, yeah, says that ein mevashim yerek shel shvi'is the shemen shel truma shorei yebein in a day psul. You can't cook. A yerek or shvi'is in shemen shel truma. So it shouldn't come. It shouldn't come to a psul. Okay. Now, what is the problem over here? You've got payus shvi'is and you've got truma, and there's some kind of psul coming. Where is the problem? So the Batanur says that the problem is that maybe the truma will become tameh. If truma becomes tameh, you have to burn it, and maybe you're also going to have to burn the payus shvi'is mixed the yerek of here. I said it wrong. The shemen of truma is absorbed into the payus shvi'is, so you're going to have to burn the payus shvi'is. So you're causing payus shvi'is to be niftan. Yeah, says the Batanur, that's the problem. That's what the Mishnah is telling you. That's the problem.
So, No.
You might come to eat it. I think you have to burn. Yeah. Okay. So, but anyway, but even without it, you're not allowed to eat this thing. It's got chuma tomato inside. Yeah. So you're being mastered. You're also being mastered now. Yeah, chuma tomato you can't eat. Yes. Okay, but still, you're still not allowed to do it. The Maestro, Mr. Tengu, you're not allowed to do it. So it sounds like, at least according to Leila Batanur, learned that there's an Ista to be Goyim, Peyus Shvi'is to be Nifta. That's what should come out according to Batanur. There's another chart, Sultan number 17, which is the Mari Ben Malki Tzedek. Okay, he says it's the other way around. Do you know what might happen? Yeah, we're not worried about the truma becoming tummy. Yeah, you've got a yerek of shvi'is with semen of truma inside it. Okay, now what are the time limits? When can we eat what? So pair of shvi'is can only be eaten up until the Shas beer. Truma, there's no limit on truma. You can eat it as long as you're able to eat this thing. As long as it's you can eat it. There's an oilam. Yeah. So we're worried that maybe this person won't eat it until the time of beer. After when the time of beer comes. Yeah, he has to get rid of this. He has to destroy it. Yeah, okay. Assuming we're going with the shit over here, that you have to be sorry for the choya. We have to at least get destroy it. So if you have to destroy it, you're also going to be destroying the truma at the same time. So that, and that's the problem, being mastit truma. So according to the, to this chat, there's no problem of being, we're not worried about you being landing up being mastit the pair of spears, we're worried about you being mastit the truma. So according to him, you don't see anywhere in Makor that being goyim, hester to pair of spears is a problem. Okay? So Maaseh is brought down as a machlokes, whether there's a hester to be goyim, a hester of pair of spears or not. Okay, just to carry on, we see a similar nidun over here. We touched upon this a little bit before. It's clear that you're allowed to take an esrog for Abamin. Yeah, that's clear. Yeah, the choice is basically before us, but it's clear you're allowed to take an esrog. You can use it for Abamin. Okay, an esrog of Peir Shviris, which has Kedusha Shviris, you're allowed to use for Abamin. Okay, hold that on the one hand. There's another mission that tells us that an esrog which is of Truma Tahira, the Chachilah you shouldn't take it, but yeah, but if you do take it, you're Yotze. Okay, why the Chachilah should you not take it? So there's a Machlokes in the Gemara. Okay, it's all brought down over here. Machlokes in the Gemara. One said because because you come to be a master, which means that cause man that a fruit hasn't had one of the Shiva Mashkin liquid from the Shiva Mashkin touching it, after it's been detached from its growth source, it is now royal to be covered tumor. Okay, so the way they used to keep the esrogim was apparently in water. So when you touch it now, you're going to touch it. When you put it in the water, you'll be machshir to makabel tuma. That's the one mandam says that's a problem. The pasuk says that you have to look after your tumor. What's the last one? The pasuk is. Mishmeres Trumoisai, you have to be shomer, you have to make sure that nothing's going to happen to it, it's not going to become tamei, so therefore that's why you can't use it. But there's another mandamah. Another mandamah says, because you might be mastered. Well, how are you going to be mastered? The very last Rashi says to Masida, Kipasa chitzonini meset b'mishmosh ha'yadayim, v'asu l'hafsit truma. The outer kippa is going to become a bit disgusting with when you're holding onto it, and you're not going to be massive tumma for the same reason as before. That the pasuk says nishmeres trumoisai. Okay, so now what we're saying, according to this man da'ama, the reason why you shouldn't take your estrog of tumma is because you might come to be massive it. Yeah, for the mishmer shadayim you come to be massive. So the choyer we should have that same reason by shmita. How can you use an esrog which has kedusha shmita? You also, through holding it, you're going to be through the mishmer shadayim, you're also going to be maser that. Just like by truma, they you shouldn't do a chiddush. So to by esrog, you also shouldn't do a chiddush. And we know by esrog it's not true. You are allowed to use it. So what's the difference? Okay. Oh, very good. Okay, yeah, you're Muhammad. I can't remember who says it right. So someone is saying, yeah, that's enochami. That this is a way of using an esrog, and we know that what the rules are. Yeah, if are not from Birim Shabbat, therefore it's mutter. Very good. Yeah. Very good. Well, Baruch Hashem, you guys are Muhammad to think. The only horror with that is the chol that only works if you hold that mitzvahs are lehanos nitnu. If you hold love lahanas netnu, so then you can't be nana from it. You're not being nana. At least Chazal and Magdil, so is Magdil that you're not being nana from it. Okay, so that's the on that shot. It is broad. And you want to say? Okay, very good, excellent. Right. So some also want to say yes. By truma, the lashon of the pasuk was mishmeres trumoisai. Which is the mashmas of siag and hachoche. Stay away. So any type of hefzer over there would be a problem. Mashain came by pei shuris. The ista is only it's the achlo the hefzer. So here, the fact that you get rid of the mashmas with the outer clipper, the pei shuris, the fruit is the etrog is still roi for achila. So therefore, that's not a problem. Very good. Okay. What doesn't? An F four. And therefore what?
So
we're not talking about that, we're talking about the mastered. We're talking about the mandamah of mastered. Yeah, no, but so that was a machlokes what the reason is by Truma. Right, so you're right. We're going according to the man of Mahoza, the reason why Truma was going to be mastered, so Lakhoi, that should also be true.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lakhoi, right. There's no kasa. According to Ibn Hazm, because of being mastered, there's no kasa. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
If it's the loving of it and damages the peel enough that it's going to make the fruit get rotten more quickly. So then. No, handling
the
estro will make the
food
get black.
Okay, if that's true, you're right.
Warm, whatever.
Yeah, definitely, right. This answer is that it holds that it wouldn't do that, right. Okay, and then, one more, there's lots of answers. One more answer, just to connect to what we said before. Someone say that by Truma, there's a great art product. By Truma, even to be Goyer and the Hesped would be a problem. Whereas by Peyo Shmita, if you hold that there's no issa to be goyim, then that's why it would be okay. All right, it comes out as machlokes whether to be goyim, hefted by peyush shvi is muta asa is a machlokes. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So now this was I think someone also mentioned. So now you're into what about putting peyush shvi outside in the sun? Okay, so there it's at least grama. Some hold it's even more than that. Maybe it's even by a diamond. We also got a discussion about that. Yeah, what about putting it into at night? The sun's not there. You're putting it there at night. Yeah, so it's going to come later. Is that a problem? So that's also a sign. Okay, what's the time? Okay, one more minute, Nir Tashem. Just a couple of other halakhas that came out. Right. Can you give Peyo Shvi'is to a child? Okay, so it depends on the child. If it's to a baby, that's basically going to spoil it all. You can't do it. That's got to be massive Peyo Shvi'is. If it's to a child, he's going to eat most of it. Okay, he might ruin some of the end bits or a little bit off. That's okay. That's a normal way of eating, at least for a child. Therefore, that is mutter. Right. Okay. Leftover pair of spheres that you that are definitely not going to be eaten. Okay. Let's say you've got half an apple left over. Yeah. You can't be mastered that when you're dying. Yeah. But what can you do? You just leave it on the side. Yeah? But someone has said that over here, you don't have the issa of, even though maybe normally you have an issa of being goyim, a hefted of peyo shvi'is, over here you don't. Why? Because the issa of being goyim, Rabbi Yasha says, is different to the issa to be master peyo shvi'is yadayim is the etzem and issa. You can't be master peyo shvi'is yadayim. I should enken that the issa of being goyim is just, it's take a step back. What's the tachlis of this whole mitzvah? Least to be able to eat these payers. Yeah? If for whatever reason these payers are definitely not going to be eaten, then there's no problem of being goyim the hefset to these payers. Okay, yeshokeach everybody.